Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Ms. Pat's upcoming TV show and white babies, plus licking Tom's head. It's all coming up next.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Oh, hey, Tiger. What's going on, man?
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Yeah, sure thing, man. What do you need?
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call her.
What? Oh.
So if you can, please take your name off that.
Are you shitting me? She knows about us? Oh, man, this is bad. This is really bad.
Just have it as a number.
Oh, boy.
She hasn't seen the photos yet. Tiger, you still love me, right?
Okay, yeah, do this for me.
Please tell me you still love me. Tiger?
Tiger?
Hello? Hello?
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
All right. Miss Pat's filming her TV show coming up in October. The show is yet unnamed. I would assume that... Don't the scripts say something? They have to have something on them. Is it Ms.
It's
Pat
Ms.
Project?
Pat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You going to come watch it being taped live? You should come out.
I might probably busy, but...
I've been coming here 10 busy. Years dealing with you. You can come watch your
Has it been 10
black
years?
Wife. Yes.
Wow.
Go on. Go, years. Tom.
Squeeze
go
it
out,
in.
Watch the show, have dinner with Ms. Pat.
I have to give you credit. You helped my career a lot. Now, come on, let me help
One
you.
One thing leads to another.
Maybe I can squeeze it in. Now.
I should do an episode where I lap dance for a white man, and it's you.
Yes. Yes,
night
you should.
Forbidden sex.
With cocoa butter on it.
Yes. All of this is good. Yes.
I'll be the DJ at the...
The strip club?
What's Give it up for what, Destiny.
Am I required to do anything in particular?
Yeah,
other
touch.
Other than look shocked.
You gotta, yes, she said you have to touch her.
You have to stick your feet.
There'll be no sticking up.
Anyway. No,
I can
no,
assure
I'm
you.
Talking about I got cellulite. You're going to just stick your feet
right
in
or cellulite?
Cellulite.
Oh, light. Oh, leak.
Well, there's nothing light about it.
I can't take it.
I want to, we have, did I mention the Jess Hookers? I want to run a couple stories that Jess might have missed. I want your
Please.
Thoughts on this. First of all, I was just looking over this one where this poor guy is throwing feces at the judge.
This poor guy?
What?
But he's found innocent. I mean, can you imagine if you're the judge and a guy's heaving his turds at you and you find him innocent? This judge must be a great judge.
Unfazed, yeah.
Yes. To
was
be.
It in well, the courtroom? Were they in the
it
courtroom?
Was,
in the courtroom.
Yeah.
So he smuggled turds into the courtroom?
No,
he's sitting in a wheelchair.
They were hot on
press. I think they were. I
made his
were,
own.
I think they
I
were.
I guess technically he smuggled him in.
He said smuggled.
Smuggled him in his ass, yeah.
Right out of
it.
Am I right?
I hope to God they were homemade. It would be even worse if they were somebody else.
Is that a shoebox?
Yeah. You know, I'd like to say these are from
Your
my
Honor,
attorney.
I'd like to add one last thing.
I didn't know if they were beforehand because
right,
when you go
right.
into the courtroom, they pat you down really well and they
not
have to
for terrorists, Jay. Jesus Christ. I'm loaded right Jeez. Now.
So technically he was a turd burglar. I mean
yeah,
that's
well,
an
yeah.
unfortunate term. No, but I mean listen, seriously, the judge had to be dispassionate to
Yeah, well And I think she...
Because, I mean, if I'd been the judge, it would have been death penalty right then.
Unless the judge was into it.
No, I don't think so. And I think he's going to be charged with that, but he was acquitted on the charges that were brought to the court.
God, don't you wish, do I have a gavel? Give me a I need to make
Why don't you have a gavel over
there? Yeah, I'm shocked. Yeah,
I'm surprised you don't. Yeah, yes. Yeah, good point, Jess.
Because I could make that. I just thought of this.
How about, case dismissed. Wham!
Does this sound like a gavel?
Not at all.
No, it sounds like
scissors. We used to have a giant one in the corner.
Oh, where did that one go?
What's your verdict?
Okay, does this sound like... odor in the court. Odor in the court.
All that for odor in the court.
Totally worth
it. I'm assuming there'd be a...
Here comes the judge.
Oh, wait a minute. It wouldn't be Judge Judy. Of course it would be Judge Duty.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Now enter in the courtroom.
How do we go for 5 minutes without thinking of that one?
Tom, it would be no older if it was a day old.
Really?
I beg to differ.
Have you ever owned owned a puppy dog and been gone for an extended period?
You ever gone before a shower and you're like, I'll flush when I get out of the shower? And then,
change topics.
And you wonder why you're single.
No, I have no wonders about it.
I'm real clear.
About to get you a black woman. I'm about to change my mind now, Josh.
Now, let's see. We had interesting news from the KFC people. Always having fun out there. This is official, apparently. The KFC Cheetos Chicken Sandwich.
Yes.
Will be arriving soon.
Sounds delightful.
Why don't you just dump Cheetos on that chicken bowl they sell?
That would be good, too. Maybe they'll do that.
This way you don't have to bring your own Cheetos to the party. I mean, they're doing it all for
you. We have a wind bag. Not so much a wind, but our friend, Gary.
Trying to help?
Yes, because, Chick, you said you like to put Cheetos on different things.
Right. That's right.
You mentioned mashed potatoes and a few. Well, this seems so simple. How did we not come up with this?
I don't know.
Gary says he's been putting Cheetos in chili instead of crackers for years.
Or Fritos.
Well, now this kind of brings us back to the walking taco idea that Tom had never heard of.
Walking taco? They got a taco that walk?
Well, you get a bag and eat it.
Yeah, get a bag. Get a bag of Cheetos or corn chips.
I don't like
dump chili in the bag. And
I won't
off you
drink.
Go.
I won't even drink coffee.
It's a ballpark thing.
Wait, time out.
Afraid of spills?
You won't walk and eat at the same time?
No.
Why?
And you won't drink coffee and walk at the same time?
Tom, is it because you can't walk and eat at the same time?
Probably. I like to enjoy a cup of coffee by sitting.
You're one of those guys at like the state fair, you get all your snacks, you go, all right, now I've got to find a table.
Yes, exactly.
You don't walk around with a turkey leg or a pork chop at the fair?
No, I'm not a heathen.
You don't have to be a heathen to eat a turkey leg.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Although I will say this, whenever I have had a turkey leg, I have to hold it up in the air and then wench more grog.
Of course.
You're Henry VIII.
Yes.
Thing.
That's right.
No,
you don't walk around Disney World carrying food at all?
A Mickey
ever?
Mouse
sit down
cream
like
bar.
A human being.
Oh, you are
Tom,
so
I'm going
to
put you in a trunk.
Here we go. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Let's hear her out.
And then what?
Put some adventure in it to excite him. Put him in the trunk, kidnap him, beat on the trunk, open the trunk and beat him.
That's
and
right.
Take him some old.
Adjust him. Give him an adjustment.
Open the trunk, beat him.
Close the trunk back. I'm going to kidnap him, Tom.
What the hell is that?
I'm going to take you to my cousin's house and you ain't going to understand what they're saying. It's English, but it's a different type of English.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And now my favorite scene in Goodfellas. No.
Don't you like to sit and enjoy a taco?
Yes.
Well, ideally, yes. No. But if you're out and about and you're at a fair, it's fair time.
That's why they invented the walking taco.
That's the point of that. You can eat a real taco.
They have picnic tables at the fair. I go there every year and I sit down and I have a...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, sorry.
Whatever.
So do you have is it candle lit?
No.
Napkins?
I like to sit. Got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Well, they're not going to sit.
They can't walk and eat at the same
time.
Yes,
they
can. They're in strollers, and the 6-year-old could.
My 6-year-old know how to walk and eat. Yeah. I'm like, you better keep up or throw it away.
She's tough, but she's fair.
You don't talk to your babies like that, Tom? Do you need a black nanny in their life?
Maybe you need to start talking to your babies like that.
Oh,
You do need a black nanny in your life.
Let Miss Pat nanny your girls for a day.
Yeah, let me keep them babies.
That's a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's called Let Me Keep Them Babies.
Pat,
no,
Pat.
No, let me keep
Randy,
them.
Randy Newman do the theme. Oh, let me keep them babies.
Let me keep them white babies.
Let me keep them white babies. That's a hit.
Pat, you got to.
I've watched four episodes just based on the title.
No, Pat, that should be one episode of your show.
No, because I'm, you know, a white baby. I used to tell a bit about that. I go to the store and white babies be staring at me. Because I be in Walmart stealing right there at the counter. You know, you eat your candy bar and put your paper down.
What? Slow down. I lost you there. You buy your what candy bar?
Okay, so I'm at Walmart one day. And I'm eating the candy at the counter. Because everybody eat that candy right there at the counter, and they don't never pay for it.
What?
Just, really?
Yeah,
no.
That's shoplifting. But
no, it's not. Because you put the paper back. And the barcode is on the paper.
Right, that you scan the wrapper. You've seen this. Somebody buys a drink at a grocery store. They drink it while they're shopping. And then
all right.
I was standing in line, and this little baby was staring at me, a white baby. I'm like, what you looking at me for, white baby? You going to tell on me? You can have one, too.
Pat, you have to put this in your show.
I already wrote a bit about that, but I was like, what you looking at me for, white baby?
That should be the opening scene and the opening episode of your show. What you looking at me for, white baby?
That's a good show, too. It's just Miss Pat and a white baby. And the baby's like, what you looking at? And then we just hear the kids answer.
That's right.
She didn't answer. I was like, you could get you a candy bar, too. This Walmart. Everybody eat this right here at the counter.
No,
did you give her the candy bar?
Oh, did I give her one? Yeah. No, her mama wouldn't let her take it.
Oh.
Sure.
It was chocolate.
Oh, that sounds like a...
Dumb baby.
That sounds like a great episode. Miss Pat, by the way, once again, if you're just joining us, is going to be filming her show starting in October. It's slated for the Hulu Network.
Hulu Network.
Wow. And you don't have a title for it. It's not going to be the Miss Pat Show.
It's probably going to be the Miss Pat Show. We went through three writers, and now I fly out after 4th of July, and we're starting to pick the directors.
Okay.
So
you got to name it at some point.
We're going to name it. Well, that's the least of concern. Hey, we took 3 years to write it, Tom. You know how long I've been waiting?
Yeah, I know, but I think titles are really important. I think there are certain TV shows that weren't successes because of the title.
Really? Like, do you know off the top of your head?
AP Bio. I had no idea what that was about.
Man, that's a great show.
I know.
AP Bio. I would have
skipped over the title. As soon as I saw the title, I don't know what this means. Next.
AP Bio sounds like Associated Press Biology.
I don't know what it is. I just.
That sounds like the Bible.
AP is a class in high school.
Advanced.
Biology.
I know, but with no place. I understand once it was explained to me, but contextually, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
If you call the show What You Looking At, White Baby, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
That does map out something. You
know? It does.
Tells you a little something about it.
Right.
That's what I'm just saying.
But it has a theme. The lyrics of the theme will explain what the show is. Ms. Pat, here she is, talking to a white baby.
Oh, so you're going to have like a Gilligan's Island type theme song.
Yeah. Now, listen to the song about Ms. Pat and a white baby.
Here's a story about a lady named Pat who was yelling at little baby white girls.
White baby girls.
So you going to let me keep your babies, Tom?
A blatant ripoff.
Oh, I think we'll have to have a little conference out about that before I say absolutely, emphatically, absolutely no.
Yeah, you might want to bring somebody else into the conversation.
I really don't have to.
You just used eight words I've never heard of. Are you trying to tell me no?
I inadvertently used absolutely
really white.
Twice.
Really white.
We're talking about your TV show you start filming in October. I think I've got an idea for the very beginning of the show.
What's that?
Referencing one of the most famous show beginnings in sitcom history. Remember where Mary Tyler Moore is in Minneapolis and she does the spin and heaves the hat?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Same thing with Miss Pat.
Make it after all.
Except when you take off your hat, your wig comes off. And you heave it up in your bald head.
That's pretty funny.
My bald head, I got a lot of hair.
You do?
My hair about this long.
I've never seen it.
You won't, unless you come to the house.
Don't believe
you. What color is your hair?
You get to see my hair when I don't have on a bra.
It's platinum blonde.
It's platinum blonde.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
That'd be a shocker. No, it's just natural.
Is it your hair, though, really?
I have really long hair, Tom.
I had no idea. Because you're always wearing
your... And you would never see it.
You're always wearing your wig hat, as I like to say.
Exactly.
Why don't you let your hair just go natural?
Because natural black hair takes a lot of work, Chris. You got to oil it. You got to comb it. I'm very tender-headed, too.
Gotcha.
You remember that scene on The Color Purple when she was combing that black girl?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm like when you comb my hair.
Ah.
Yeah. So this ain't what you want.
So you keep it braided?
I know what that's like. Yes. That's a relatable.
Yeah. Tom, I got to tell you something.
Yeah, you see, Pat,
you're
I don't have any hair
through
on the top
your
of
your skull. Yeah.
My 6-year-old, that's her new big gag. Yeah. My dad has no hair. What's so funny about that?
Aww.
Bless your heart. You want me to lick your head?
She thinks it's hilarious.
Yes, yes, we all.
Oh, boy, do we.
We want you to lick his head.
Let's go viral.
On Tom's face when that tongue hits his skull.
Yep, Tom.
Oh, man.
Just all the way around that dome. Oh, we have
lick it all over. Come on.
Let's do it.
Pat,
never lick white head, but I will lick your head.
Pat, this could be the theme song to your show. Ready? Here we go.
Wig hat.
Here's the song.
Put on your high.
We're not letting Tom change the subject. Do you need him to put something on his head for you to lick off?
No.
How about some cheese whiz?
Here's the best part.
This is a great song.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna knock him down.
Okay, that's a song.
Who is that?
Put on your head, Rez, baby. Oh, wait a minute. Do you know who this is? Hang on one second.
Don't change the topic. Who's that other guy?
Oh, sure. Jesus Jones. Oh,
yeah. Right here, right
Remember
now.
We mentioned Jesus Jones. Tommy Tucker.
I defy
Tucker.
You not to move to this song. It's great.
This is Jesus Jones, Pat.
No.
You don't like this?
Nah. Not at all.
Sounds like Randy Newman to her.
A little too alt-rock. Great vocal.
That great vocal?
You don't like that vocal? Well, it's no
Bob Dylan.
It's no Tommy Tucker.
It's no.
Oh, I mean, this is great.
Tom, I got
when I was a little kid, I heard
gotta
that
get
song
you some
and
diversity.
I walked around singing it. That's fairly diverse
that
for me.
That ain't diverse. Ain't nobody black never heard that but him because he
what?
Don't count.
What do you mean he don't count?
Ace doesn't count.
He's a different type of black. Look,
there it is.
No, he's a great blues artist. That's the most soulful. Never mind.
I want to tell you something. I was
okay.
in California this week.
Uh-huh.
So I made top 10 variety comedy. So I'm going to watch next year. So my lawyer sent me a bottle. Of Dom Perignon.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but when I Googled it, it was $800.
What?
Yeah, it was. He sent me. I don't even drink, so anybody out there want to buy a bottle of Dom Perignon?
Is it?
No, $800? I don't think it's $800.
My daughter said it was $800.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's what your lawyer is. That's what your lawyer is charging you for.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
How much is it?
$112. Like $200.
No, mine is premium, and it say 2006.
Oh, well, that's different.
Watch out. It is because we Googled it. You know, black people Google everything to make sure it's real.
Like
yeah, we Googled it. Premium. It say premium.
Yeah, maybe it's a special edition or something.
Maybe it's
oh,
a special edition.
Oh, it says premium. Premium. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be a...
So we can pop it when I lick your head.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, we can't wait that long. You need to do that today.
But
can I come lick your head, Tom?
God, please.
The views. Think of the views.
We could do this. We could change the lyrics to this song.
Look at that.
Why you keep changing the song?
Because you could... something, and you could lick your head.
Well, Godwin's here. Why don't you whip up a theme for Miss Pat?
Randy Newman singing it?
Oh, yeah.
I realized.
Now, once again,
you're amazing,
we
Pat.
Had an argument this morning. I love Randy Newman. Always
I realized I went to see Toy Story 4, and I was immediately in a bad mood, and it was Randy Newman singing.
It was his fault,
You
huh?
got a friend.
That's exactly the wrong response.
Yeah. It is the wrong response.
Here's an old saying, I'm going to sing a stitch in time's
day. What's the matter? Too much? Well,
Randy Newman
love.
Has already done a jingle for Monk.
Tuba.
It's a jungle out there.
See, it's a jungle. He takes whatever.
No, he's great.
And he makes it into a great song.
Yeah. Let's have a Miss Pat.
Tuba. Too tuba heavy.
So he, okay. So
Miss Pat theme song.
Yeah.
Randy Newman.
Right. Randy Newman stuff.
Let me have those babies. Let me sit those girls. Let me babysit your white babies. Show them another world. Well, this is this and that is that. Babysit with Miss Pat. Let me have all your white babies now.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes. It's
like Randy was here.
And don't forget,
let me
don't
have
forget
those babies.
I take them on a drive-by.
Oh, jeez.
Tom.
Take them babies on a drive-by.
Take them babies on a drive-by.
White babies.
Oh, you want to feel something make you cry?
Take them white babies.
Don't cry.
Don't cry, white baby. Don't cry.
You're on MLK Boulevard.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.